You want your kids to survive and then thrive financially, just as we all do. But what are we supposed to teach them about money through these rapidly changing times? It's not an easy question to answer. Now, here's an honest admission. The initial draft of this book was languishing on the hard drive of my laptop for months. And then one day I overheard a young person saying how excited all their friends were about the retail chain Kmart teaming up with the Buy Now, Pay Later service provider Afterpay to woo young shoppers. And I thought to myself, this isn't going to end well. I need to get this book written and finished. A lot of people don't have the time, inclination, or attention span to read books these days. I get that. The good news is that, as I explained in my book, Take a Financial Leap, one of the three golden rules to financial and life success is the 80-20 rule. That is, perhaps 80% or more of what you achieve is derived from just 20% of the vital few things that you do. In fact, even if you just read the first two pages of this book and ensure that your kids do these vital few things, they will be better equipped for financial success than perhaps 99% of other kids straight off the bat. So let's run through that list in roughly chronological order. Number one, keep three money boxes or piggy banks from a young age. Save a third of their pocket money, spend a third, and gift a third to a local good cause or charity. This simple idea is as old as the hills, of course. Yet how many people adhere to anything like it? Number two, begin household chores to earn half of their pocket money from a young age, moving across to a fortnightly and then a monthly allowance over time. You can offer to double their pocket money or allowance for a small number of household chores completed to a satisfactory standard. Number three, transfer the money from their savings money box into a high interest savings account with zero fees and observe how the interest paid grows over time. Number four, get into the habit of paying for goods and services using cash wherever possible, because this makes money and expenditure feel more real. Number five, learn to prepare and cook food with you and your family instead of continually eating out fast food or takeaways. And eat family mealtimes at the table together instead of in front of the television or other electronic devices. Number six, take on a part-time job and volunteer work as soon as they're old enough. And stick at it. The life and career skills learned may be invaluable. Number seven, try hard at school and in their career. We can't all be great at everything, but we can all excel at something. And always aim to enjoy what they do. Number eight, research the jobs, careers and businesses where skills and services will be in continually high demand and growing for decades to come. Nine, never sign up for a credit card for anything, ever. Number 10, never take on consumer debt, such as car financing, store cards, loans for holidays, weddings, furniture, or other depreciating assets. 11, ensure their superannuation is invested in a proven, low-fee, high-growth fund and leave it there, compounding away until retirement. 12, learn how to be responsible online, financially and otherwise, to become a considered consumer, deeply cynical of advertising and able to comparison shop where necessary. 13, never gamble. 14, learn to keep a personal budget and always spend less than they earn. 15, make an informed and positive decision as to whether they're going to buy a first home, and if so, put in place a methodical savings plan to raise the deposit. 16, invest in the stock market for the long term using a low-cost index fund or similarly proven diversified low-cost product. 17, understand and use compound growth to continue multiplying results every year. 18, surround themselves with and learn from positive, successful and like-minded people, and minimize exposure to life's many negative energy sappers. 19, embrace change because it will happen and commit to continual learning and self-improvement and find more ways to add more value to more people. And number 20, persevere and be resilient. We all experience failures and rejection. The winners will be those who celebrate their successes and see the inevitable setbacks as learning opportunities. For those of you who don't read books, take these 20 points and run with them as far and as hard as possible.